20 to 12. The day has flown by. Tomorrow's a big day. Brexit means Brexit, and tomorrow is the day. Theresa May is set to trigger Article 50, starting the process of taking us out of the European Union. There are still many unanswered questions about what it'll actually mean for the UK and Europe as a whole. We'll be entering a long period of consultation and negotiations between the UK, the European Commission, the 27 Remainer states, and indeed the European Council, which represents them. We haven't seen the major negative impact of the Leave vote, which was predicted. Well, we haven't seen it just yet. But will everything go to pot from tomorrow? And let me speak to Jamie DeLargy about this. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jamie, you've been waiting a long time to be proven right. Now, you haven't been proven right yet. You're very much a man for remaining in the European Union. It all seems to be going okay so far.
Yep. The predictions, the early predictions that it was all going to lead to catastrophe have been proved completely wrong. So, yeah, I mean, so the Remainers or the Remoaners, as we've been dubbed, have had to eat a bit of humble pie. It hasn't led to a disaster yet. But we haven't even triggered Article 50 yet. Of course, we will do it tomorrow. And why is that so important, apart from the fact that obviously this begins the process, but it's not just that. This begins the irrevocable process. In other words, when Theresa May, the Prime Minister, presses a button tomorrow, there's no way back. We're on our way out. There's been a wee bit of debate about that, but the consensus is of lawyers here in the UK and in Brussels is that once Theresa May sends the letter, she can send it as a form of an email, and she can send it on the back of an envelope if she wants, but once she triggers Article 50, that's it, we're out. We're out in 2 years' time unless there's agreement on all sides to extend the negotiating for a while. But most people think that by April 2019, we will be out of the EU, full stop.
A future government could take us back in, of course.
Well, yes, that is possible, that we could begin a process of applying to join. That would take some time and we'd have to go through a range of things. But, I mean, it would be pretty absurd to leave in 2019 and then the next day agree to come back in. So I think we're out for a while. We're definitely, once she sends that note to Brussels tomorrow, we're out. And then there'll be a period, yes, when people think, either, wasn't this brilliant? Wasn't this the best thing we ever did? And shouldn't we have done it years ago? Or will they think, oh my God, this is a mess. I didn't realise it was going to involve this. I don't think a lot of people have thought about it. Because, and that's part of the problem with the EU. It never really warmed itself to people. You know, like a few of us have been sort of enthusiasts for it. But the average person is not remotely interested. Just thinks it's a pain. Just thinks it's bureaucracy. And, okay, they see a few buildings. They see a few assets that are put up and they see like with the EU name attached to them, but by and large everybody thinks, well sure, we're paying for it anyway because we send all that money to Brussels and they're only giving us a proportion of it back. So nobody feels any real debt, I suppose, to the EU, and it hasn't been sold very well to us despite the, you know, the occasional promotional campaign, and there's no real sentiment I think for a lot of people about the EU. They've just seen it as a bit of a nuisance, and for many people, a majority across the UK, minority here, think we'll be well rid of it.
So what should we be looking out for as and from tomorrow? What sort of telltale signs?
Well, it's an excellent question, Frank, because in something like less than 48 hours, the EU has to come back with a bit of a response. Now, that's just a bit of a pro forma type of reaction. And more importantly, at the end of April, the end of next month, the EU, the remaining 27 countries will meet. And they will determine the shape of the talks. And the key thing, there'll be two key things that you'd look for in the response from the EU. One is, what is their attitude? Are they really going to adopt a very harsh, tough, uncompromising stance? Because there's been talk about they're going to punish us. They're going to leave us worse off than we are now, and that we'll know about it, and this is to discourage anybody else who might be thinking of leaving. Look what we're going to do to the UK. So just bear that in mind if you're thinking of getting out. The other thing which is allied to that is that we in the UK, we want to negotiate the terms of exit that is, and including whether we have to pay this £50 billion bill that's been talked about to get out, and whether we can do all that, and at the same time, in parallel, arrange a new trade deal with the EU. Because those are two totally separate things. Now, the chief negotiator for the EU, Michel Barnier, says, no, it's one thing after another. You'll fix the terms of exit, we'll sort out the bill, that'll all be agreed, and only then will we talk about a new trade deal. Whereas the UK definitely wants to do things in parallel. Now, if Barnier gets his way, that makes life difficult, because you can imagine the wrangling over the £50 billion. We're not paying that. You can get lost. And then say, we're not talking about any trade deal until you do agree to these terms. So you will get a very clear idea at the end of April as to what their attitude is. And a very specific one is that, can we arrange the terms, the divorce settlement, which is totally separate from the new trading deal that we're plans to get with the EU, which we will get in time. Can we do that in parallel, or we have to do one after the other with the exit terms coming first? That will be a brilliant sign as to what their attitude is. Whether all this talk of, we're going to be very reasonable and we're not going to punch anybody, you know, and it's going to be very sensible and businesslike, and actually whether they're going to sort of stick it to us, we'll know at the end of April.
And should we be looking out for deals that we'll be doing with other nations?
Yes, but in a sense, the EU is really the biggest, because we still do so much trade with them, and I suppose we can start to have talks with them, but we can't really conclude anything because we're still members of the EU, so we can't conclude a deal with, let's say, the US or China. We'll have to wait until at a certain point. Now, again, maybe there will be some relenting on that and saying, well, yes, you can do it. You can start talking to these other people, but you can't actually agree something. You can't formally agree. Because you imagine, we can't do an instant deal with China and we start bringing in stuff from China on more favourable terms than the EU does. Clearly, you couldn't do that. So nothing, even if we have those talks with China, nothing will be actually will be set in motion or will be activated until we're out. I mean, you'd understand that. So it really, in a sense, does. But there is this question, and I suppose we will inevitably, simply, whether they like it or not, we will start to talk to other parties. But we'll have to be out before we have a new trade deal with anybody else.
Tomorrow is trigger day. Is there a particular date we're aiming for to be totally out?
Well, I mean, it's 2 years. You have 2 years of negotiating. So, I mean, it is April 2019, as I mentioned. If everybody's agreed and it just makes sense, you can extend that. But I think the notion is that if we can't agree it by April 2 years from now, then, you know, we're not going to do it within a few months after that. It's either going to be, you know, people are going to say, look, well, we'll definitely, you know, we just fall out. If there's no agreement, by the way, we just fall out of the EU without an agreement, or, you know, with sniping and recriminations and not an agreement to pay the bill that they're demanding, and with no trade deal. Now, that's the worst possible option. But I don't think anybody thinks that, you know, given an extra week, will sort that type of situation out. So almost certainly, yes, by this time, 2 years from now, we will be out. And we will be, you know, have something, hopefully a trade deal, which will allow us to continue, even if it's only on an interim basis, because there's already talk about the fact there are all these EU regulatory agencies. There's, like, for instance, most of them, actually 90% of you have never ever heard of it, certainly I hadn't, like the European Maritime Safety Agency. Now, that type of thing, that organisation is the sort of agency we can't immediately, we can't replicate that quickly enough. There's an admission from Whitehall that we can't have all those agencies, which actually do a sensible job and make sure the standards are maintained, we can't create a UK one in sufficient time. So those agencies will continue to run and to, in other words, to decide what's safe and what's not safe in all sorts of areas beyond 2019. So we'll be tied to them in some way, even when we are out.
Okay, Jamie, we are going to have to leave it there. Tomorrow is the big day. Brexit means Brexit. Theresa May is set to trigger Article 50 as in from tomorrow, the 2-year countdown. Jamie De Largie, business writer, business broadcaster, thank you.